The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start the program today talking about Full Frame. Of course, that's the documentary series. The Full Frame Documentary Film Festival has announced an outdoor summer film series at Durham Central Park. The summer roadshow will take place every other Monday in August and include three free documentary film screenings. The festival marks the return of in-person events for Full Frame, which has hosted virtual events the past 2 years because of COVID. According to Sadie Tillery, Full Frame's interim festival director and artistic director, each of these documentaries highlight the power of human connection, which feels particularly meaningful as we celebrate a return to gathering together in person. Here's the screening schedule. August 1st, Never Too Late, the Doc Severinsen story. The film chronicles the life of master trumpeter and mainstay of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, Doc Severinsen. August 15th, it's Storm Lake. This film follows the efforts of Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Art Cullen and his colleagues as they fight for the survival of their small-town newspaper. And August 29th, Mama Bears. This film explores the journeys of Sarah Cunningham and Kimberly Shapley as two mama bears whose profound love for their LGBTQ plus children turned them into fierce advocates for the entire queer community. And Terrell Morris, a young African-American lesbian whose struggle for self-acceptance exemplifies why the mama bears are so vitally important. All film screenings will begin at 8:30 at Durham Central Park. Attendees should bring their own chairs and blankets to sit on. Okay, taking a look at PNC Arena schedule. Tickets, of course, can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, and by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Friday, July 21st, New Kids on the Block, the Mixtape Tour 2022. Saturday, July 23rd, with Shawn Mendes, his date at PNC Arena has been postponed. Saturday, July 30th, Women's Empowerment featured speaker Sherry Shepherd, and the theme of this year's event, Faith, Family, and Career. Sunday, July 31st, Rage Against the Machine, the public service announcement tour. Friday, August 12th, WWE SmackDown. Thursday, August 18th, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters. This is not a drill tour. Saturday, August 20th, it's Kevin Hart, Reality Check Tour. Friday, August 26th, My Chemical Romance with special guests Turnstile and Soul Glow. Sunday, October 2nd at PNC Arena, Panic at the Disco, Viva Las Vengeance Tour 2022. Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. Friday, October 7th, Cat Williams, the 2023 and Me Tour. Tuesday, October 18th, Greta Van Fleet, Dream in Gold Tour 2022, with Durand Jones and the Indications, and Crown Lines. Let me say that one again, Crown Lines. And the latest addition to the schedule, Thursday, November 3rd, Reba McEntire, special guest Terry Clark. Okay, IBMA World of Bluegrass is not far off. It'll take stage in downtown Raleigh, and the dates, September 27th through October 1st. Even though the event is still about a couple of months away, getting everything set for the end of September is a monumental task. The initial lineup of performers for shows at Red Hat Amphitheater have already been announced and include the infamous String Dusters, the Jerry Douglas Band, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Sierra Hall, Balsam Range, Dom Flemons and the Schultz's Dream, Della May, and Twisted Pine. IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC, is just one piece of World of Bluegrass, billed as the most important week in bluegrass. Of course, there's also the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, and the 33rd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. Executive Director Pat Morris says the fan experience will be unmatched at this year's event, and we look forward to an exciting week of reuniting with old friends and hearing great music, from award-winning artists to special collaborations with amazing guests. As in past years, events during IBMA World of Bluegrass will take place at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the Red Hat Amphitheater, and at various venues around town. IBMA's Bluegrass Live is the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world. Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, a Raleigh-based nonprofit, serves as the official local host and festival producer for IBMA's World of Bluegrass. Not long after the World of Bluegrass, it's time for the NC State Fair. That's right. Fall wouldn't be fall without it. The event this year starts October 13th and runs through October 23rd. Tons of stuff planned each and every day. Visit Raleigh.com calls the NC State Fair a first-class, family-oriented entertainment and educational event occurring each October in Raleigh. Our fair is the largest event in the state of North Carolina and the largest 10-day agricultural event in the nation, annually drawing 1 million visitors. The fair is all about seeking out and showcasing the finest of North Carolina, whether that be in a horse show, livestock show, culinary, handicraft, or art competition, or with the Homegrown Music Fest concert series. The State Fair is a way to celebrate everything that is uniquely North Carolina. The State Fair, of course, has lots and lots of livestock. In fact, more than 60 different kinds of animals are on display each year. There's dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, goats, swine, turkeys, chickens, rabbits, and more. And there are a number of youth livestock shows, including the NC State Fair Junior Livestock Educational Scholarships. The scholarship program looks at a youth's involvement in NC State Fair livestock shows, academic achievement, an essay, and their overall resume. The scholarship program provides a unique opportunity for youth to be rewarded for both showing livestock and doing well in school. With the increasing price tag of college, this scholarship eases a massive burden for these youth and their families. Also, another important part of the fair, horses. Featured events, the NC State Fair Horse Show and the Hunter Jumper Show, competitions that draw thousands of horses and is open to the public. Well, 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 we finally have some dates for downtown Raleigh's Hopscotch Music Festival. It's Thursday through Saturday, September 8th through the 10th, and the event is celebrating its 12th year. Hopscotch, held in September each year, is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable. Pardon me. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year. Hailed as the best underground and experimental music fest in the country, the Hopscotch Music Festival is a three-day sonic salute to creative and boundary-pushing musical stylings that boasts over 160 artists and bands, nearly half of them from in-state. Taking a look at some other upcoming festival events around North Carolina, Saturday, October 8th, it's Diwali celebration. Diwali is the most widely celebrated religious and cultural event in India and marks the victory of good over evil, light over dark, and the beginning of the new year. Also known as the Festival of Lights, Diwali encourages artistic expression through vibrant performances, unique exhibits, and colorful decorations. Each year, Kerry Diwali includes music, dance, theater performances, a handcraft bazaar, Indian food vendors, sponsor booths, an exhibition of Indian art and culture, activities for children, demonstrations, and so much more. Kerry's Diwali celebration will be held at Cocobooth Amphitheater on Saturday, October 8th. September 9 through 11, 16 through 18, and 23 through 25. It's Autumn of Oz. Children and adults of all ages who love the Wizard of Oz will find themselves transported straight into the movie at the Land of Oz theme park in Beach Mountain. Although the park was officially closed in 1980 after a decade of extreme popularity and success, interest in the park never died. So the Autumn of Oz event was born. Visitors can celebrate the arrival of fall with Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion while they travel from the Kansas farm down the yellow brick road to the magical Land of Oz. Again, that's three weekends in September, 9th through the 11th, 16th through the 18th, and the 23rd through the 25th. North Carolina likes to celebrate its apples, and there are more apple festivals than you might think. Saturday, October 1st, it's the Brushy Mountain Apple Festival, North Wilkesboro, one of the largest one-day arts and crafts festivals in the Southeast. Estimated attendance there, about 160,000. The Lincoln County Apple Festival is held in Lincolnton. Held the third Saturday in October, estimated attendance 80,000. The North Carolina Apple Festival, Hendersonville, September 2nd through the 5th. Arts and crafts, food vendors, and lots of entertainment. And there's also the King of Apple Parade, and that is on Labor Day. The South Jersey Apple Fest, early September at the Cumberland County Fairgrounds. There is a fee. The Taylorsville Apple Festival, third Saturday in October, attendance about 30,000. And finally, the Haywood Apple Harvest Festival in Waynesville, held in mid-October, attendance about 35,000 visitors. All about apples. Okay, we've got the coming up July 28th through the 31st. Love Shine Play Festival, that's in Asheville. And some are scheduled and some are not, but even if no specific dates are mentioned, the festival event is set for, excuse me, My apologies. I'm having a bit of an issue with my throat this week, so we'll kind of stumble along here. North Carolina festivals in September, the 2nd through the 5th, Matthews Alive Labor Day Festival. 9th and 10th, historic Morganton Festival. 16th and 17th, the Eden River Fest. 16th through the 18th, Festival in the Park in Charlotte. On the 17th of September, Creedmoor Music Festival. Same date, Yadkin Valley Harvest Festival. And that takes place in Yadkinville. 17th and 18th, Centerfest in Durham. Apex Music Festival, Benson Mule Days. 19th through the 25th, Mayberry Days, Mount Airy. 24th, Everybody's Day Festival, Thomasville. 24th and 25th, Carolina Indie Fest in Sanford. The International Folk Festival is in Fayetteville in September, and the Art of Cool Festival in Durham in September. And then September 30th through October 2nd, the North Carolina Seafood Festival in Morehead City. All right, the schedule at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Wednesday, July 13th, Brent Pella, a stand-up comedian, actor, and newest cast member of MTV's Wild and Out, best known for his celebrity impressions, political satire, and topical sketch comedy videos. Friday and Saturday, July 15 and 16, King Bach. Over the last several years, Andrew Batchelor, better known as King Bach, has quickly parlayed being one of the most influential names on the internet, with a total following of 45 million fans, to being an in-demand actor, producer, and content creator. Thursday through Saturday, July 21st through the 23rd, it is Jared Freed. Jared's comedy is current and reflects the ordinary daily thoughts of everyone you know, especially if everyone you know is a millennial, absurd, or obsessed with dating apps, trying to be a real adult, and worried about their body. Sunday, July 24th at Goodnight's, Rocky Dale Davis. Rocky was featured on Kevin Hart's stand-up show, Heart of the City. He's 29, and an American stand-up comedian who has been crowned the winner of BET's Claim to Fame comedy competition. Friday through Sunday, July 29th through the 31st, Lunell. Bold body and dripping with confidence, Lunell commands the stage with her Tell It Like It Is storytelling and more than a few dirty jokes. Thursday, October 4th at Goodnight's, Daphne Springs, a 2018 Just for Laughs Montreal new face. Daphne is a stand-up actor and writer. She stars on Amazon's Inside Jokes, and she recently made her TV stand-up debut on HBO's All Deaf Comedy. And finally, Friday through Sunday, August 5th through the 7th, Ryan Long. He's amassed more than 100 million viewers with his viral digital shorts and is currently the host of the popular podcast, The Boycott Tats. All right, sprinkled in during the weeks in July and August, there are periodic dates for the North Carolina Funniest Person Contest. Special note, all shows on the schedule are 18 plus, unless noted. And moving on over to Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, July 14th, that's Jeff Allen. He combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. Friday through Sunday, July 15th through the 17th, it's Amanda Seals. A comedian and creative visionary with a master's in African American studies from Columbia University. Thursday through Saturday, July 21st through the 23rd, Orlando Leyba, stand-up comedian who connects with all audiences through his unique life experience and perspective. Orlando has a knack for finding humor in just about anything that crosses his path. Sunday, July 24th at Raleigh Improv, James Gregory. For decades, the unforgettable caricature of veteran comedian James Gregory has stood grinning, his shirt untucked, his arms outstretched in a carefree welcome to a down-home, hilarious comedy experience. Friday and Saturday, July 29 and 30, Eddie Griffin. Eddie has built an ever-growing fan base since jumping onto the comedy scene in 1990 and hasn't looked back since. Comedy Central has honored Eddie as one of the top 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time. Thursday through Saturday, August 4th through the 6th, it's Ian Bagg. Ian is a world-touring comedian and the host of the weekly podcast Ian Bagg Bought a House. His quick wit, off-the-cuff antics, playful conversation, and fast-paced crowd work has earned him spots on some of the best stages around the world. Coming up later in August at Raleigh Improv, D.L. Hughley, Margaret Cho, Jay Farrow, and Dustin Nickerson. And all shows at Raleigh Improv are rated 18+, unless noted. Okay, just in case you didn't hear it already, taking your family to Pullen Park is going to cost you a little more. Tickets for the train, carousel, and kiddie boats have been increased 50 cents each to $2. Pedal boat rentals will now cost $7 for 30 minutes instead of the former 6. Older tickets that have already been purchased for all attractions will be honored. According to the City of Raleigh, hours for the rides at Pullen Park are currently limited due to the staffing needs. Families who wish to check amusement ride hours before visiting the park can call 919-996-6472 at 10:30 each morning daily to hear the hours for the day. And you can buy your tickets at the park or online through the City of Raleigh's website. All right, time to check the program for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Sunday, July 31st is Tim Heidecker live. The Tim Heidecker of stand-up comedy is the epitome of truth-telling comic with none of the talent, but all the narcissism and aggression, that all from Culture, or excuse me, Vulture magazine. Saturday, August 6th at Carolina Theater, Judy Collins. In her 50-plus years in music, Collins has always exhibited impeccable taste in songcraft. On her landmark 1967 album, Wildflowers, she curated a stunning collection of featuring originals alongside songs by not-yet-household names. They weren't household at the time. They are now. Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen, just to name two. Wednesday, August 10th at Carolina Theater, Chris Isaac. Wednesday, August 17th, John Hyatt and the Goners featuring Sonny Landreth. Saturday, August 20th, War on the Catwalk. Get ready for your favorite queens from around the world as they perform live on stage. Sunday, September 4th, it's Crowded House. Dreamers are waiting for North American tour. The band's first incarnation lasted from 1985 through 1995 with 4 studio albums and enjoyed much success worldwide. Thursday, September 8th, it's Croce Plays Croce. This is the 50th anniversary. From A.J. Croce. From A.J. Croce, a special night of music featuring a complete set of classics by his late father, Jim Croce, some of his own tunes, and songs that influenced both him and his father. Saturday, September 17th, it's Matt Nathanson with special guest Donovan Woods. Based in San Francisco, Nathanson has evolved into one of the premier songwriters and dynamic performers on the music scene today. His 2007 album, Some Mad Hope, his first for Vanguard, yielded the smash single Come On, Get Higher, which has sold more than 2 million copies to date. Tuesday, September 20th, the Robert Cray Band. Since 1974, the Robert Cray Band has been touring and recording their unique groove, born from a love of soul, R&B, gospel, blues, and rock and roll. The five-time Grammy winner has been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame and earned the Americana Music Awards Lifetime Achievement for Performance. Wednesday, September 28, Billy Bragg, USA and Canada Tour 2022. It was 37 years ago when the Saturday boy from Essex, who would become the UK's most foremost political singer-songwriter, released his first record, Life's a Riot with Spy versus Spy. Thursday, September 29th at Carolina Theater, Sibling Rivalry. This sibling rivalry has reached a new dimension in a multimedia extravaganza that takes us through the television tubes on a quest to settle the ultimate dispute. Sit back, relax, and don't touch that remote, because this is a battle royale of lip syncs, costume changes, and low blows that you do not want to miss. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and rent impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.